Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS speaking, how to describe a film character you admire. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of preparation for the speaking test. One common topic that often appears is describing a film character played by an actor or actress you admire. This article will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and tips to excel in this type of question. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, individual long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now let's focus on how to approach the topic of describing a film character you admire. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner might ask general questions about films and actors. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you enjoy watching films? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I do enjoy watching films. I try to watch at least one or two movies every week, especially on weekends when I have more free time. Band 8-9 answer: Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about cinema. I make it a point to watch a diverse range of films, from blockbusters to indie productions, as I believe they offer unique perspectives and storytelling techniques. Question: Who is your favorite actor or actress? Band 6-7 answer: My favorite actor is Tom Hanks. I think he's very talented and has played many interesting roles in his career. Band 8-9 answer: I have a deep admiration for Meryl Streep. Her ability to immerse herself in diverse roles and portray complex characters with such authenticity is truly remarkable. Her performances in films like Sophie's Choice and The Iron Lady have left a lasting impression on me. Part 2, long turn, cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a film character played by an actor or actress whom you admire. You should say who the character is, what film the character appears in, what the character is like, and explain why you admire this character. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about the character of Forrest Gump, brilliantly portrayed by Tom Hanks in the 1994 film of the same name. Forrest Gump is a heartwarming and inspiring character who, despite having a low IQ, leads an extraordinary life filled with remarkable achievements. Forrest appears in the epic drama Forrest Gump, which spans several decades of American history. The film follows Forrest's life from childhood through adulthood, showcasing his involvement in various historical events and his unwavering love for his childhood friend, Jenny. As a character, Forrest is incredibly endearing and multifaceted. He's kind-hearted, loyal, and perseverant. Despite facing numerous challenges and societal prejudices due to his intellectual limitations, Forrest approaches life with unwavering optimism and determination. His famous quote, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get," encapsulates his philosophical outlook on life. I admire this character for several reasons. Firstly, Forrest's resilience in the face of adversity is truly inspiring. He never lets his limitations define him and instead focuses on his strengths, whether it's running, playing ping pong, or starting a successful shrimping business. Secondly, his unconditional love and loyalty towards his friends and family, especially Jenny, is deeply moving. Lastly, I'm impressed by how Forrest inadvertently influences major historical events while remaining humble and true to himself. Tom Hanks' nuanced portrayal of Forrest Gump is nothing short of masterful. He brings a perfect balance of innocence, wisdom, and emotional depth to the character, making Forrest both believable and unforgettable. This role showcases Hanks' versatility as an actor and his ability to fully embody complex characters. Examiner's follow-up questions. How do you think this character influenced the audience? Do you think actors and actresses have a responsibility when portraying characters? Band 8-9, sample answers. I believe Forrest Gump had a profound impact on audiences worldwide. His simple yet profound wisdom resonated with people from all walks of life. The character challenged societal norms about success and intelligence, showing that kindness, perseverance, and integrity are truly valuable qualities. Forrest's journey inspired viewers to look beyond surface-level judgments and appreciate the unique qualities in every individual. Absolutely, I think actors and actresses bear a significant responsibility when portraying characters, especially those that are influential or represent marginalized groups. They have the power to shape public perception and influence societal attitudes. It's crucial for them to approach their roles with sensitivity, thorough research, and a deep understanding of the character's background and experiences. Additionally, they should be mindful of the potential impact their portrayal might have on viewers and strive to bring authenticity and respect to their performances. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: how do you think films influence people's behavior? Band 6-7. Answer: I think films can have a big impact on people's behavior. They can inspire people to try new things or change their attitudes about certain issues. Sometimes people might copy the style or actions of characters they admire in movies. Band 8-9 answer. Films have a profound influence on people's behavior through various mechanisms. Firstly, they can shape societal norms and values by presenting certain lifestyles or behaviors as desirable or undesirable. For instance, films that promote environmental consciousness might encourage viewers to adopt more sustainable practices in their daily lives. Moreover, films can evoke empathy and broaden perspectives by exposing audiences to diverse characters and situations they might not encounter in their own lives. This can lead to increased tolerance and understanding of different cultures or societal issues. Additionally, films often set trends in fashion, language, and social behavior, particularly among younger audiences who may emulate their favorite characters. However, it's important to note that the degree of influence can vary depending on factors such as the viewer's age, critical thinking skills, and personal experiences. Question: do you think the portrayal of certain characters in films can be harmful? Band 6-7. Answer: yes, I think some characters in films can be harmful if they promote negative behaviors or stereotypes. This is especially true for young people who might be easily influenced by what they see in movies. Band 8-9 answer. Indeed, the portrayal of certain characters in films can potentially be harmful, and this is a matter of significant concern in the film industry. Stereotypical or one-dimensional representations of particular groups, such as ethnic minorities, women, or people with disabilities, can perpetuate societal biases and reinforce harmful prejudices. Moreover, the glamorization of destructive behaviors, such as substance abuse or violence, without showing the consequential realities, can mislead viewers, especially impressionable youth. This could lead to the normalization of such behaviors in real life. However, it's crucial to strike a balance between artistic freedom and social responsibility. Films that thoughtfully portray complex characters, including those with flaws or those engaging in controversial behaviors, can stimulate important discussions and promote critical thinking. The key lies in contextualizing these portrayals and ensuring a diverse representation of characters across the cinematic landscape. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases related to discussing films and characters. Portrayal, noun, portrayal, the way in which someone or something is depicted or described. Example, her portrayal of the troubled artist was both nuanced and compelling. Character arc, noun, character arc, the transformation or inner journey of a character over the course of a story. Example, the protagonist's character arc from a disillusioned cynic to a hopeful optimist was beautifully crafted. Cinematic, adjective, tick, related to motion pictures or having qualities characteristic of motion pictures. Example, the film's cinematic visuals were breathtaking, transporting viewers to another world. Empathize, empathize, to understand and share the feelings of another. Example, the actress's performance was so authentic that I couldn't help but empathize with her character's struggles. Stereotypical adjective, pickle, conforming to a fixed or general pattern, especially one that is oversimplified. Example, the film was criticized for its stereotypical portrayal of certain ethnic groups. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing film characters. Prepare a range of examples, familiarize yourself with various film characters, and be ready to discuss them in detail. Practice descriptive language. Use vivid adjectives and adverbs to bring your descriptions to life. Develop your opinions. Be ready to explain why you admire certain characters and how they've impacted you. Consider broader themes. Relate characters to wider social issues or human experiences for more in-depth discussions. Use appropriate film terminology. Incorporate terms like character development, plot, and cinematography where relevant. Speak fluently and coherently. Practice linking your ideas smoothly and maintaining a natural conversation flow. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express your ideas clearly are just as important as your vocabulary and grammar. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.